New England has lots of different kinds of special habitats that are home to so many different species if you just know where to look. Enter the Mass Audubon Birdathon. Each year, the best birders in Massachusetts participate, and it's not as peaceful as it sounds. In fact, there's intense competition to see who can spot the most different kinds of birds around the state. Billy Baker is with us now to tell us all about the competition. He's a reporter on the Boston Globe's narrative team and the author of the recent article, Bird Nerds Assemble at Mass Audubon's Birdathon. Billy, welcome to Next.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly is the Mass Audubon Birdathon?
So it's a 24-hour competition. There are teams that are organized under each of the Mass Audubon wildlife sanctuaries. So each team has up to 50 members on it. And within those 24 hours from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., they have to spot as many different species of birds as they can. And it's complicated. It requires a detailed plan. You have team members deployed all over the state. They're on boats off the Cape. They're on the mountaintops of the Berkshires. They're out in the middle of the night listening for owls. It's an intense event, and it's really boiled down to this rivalry between two different sanctuaries, Drumlin Farm and Moose Hill, and they're both stacked with expert birders, and they both want this title bad. And for the last 13 years, it's been 11 years in a row, Drumlin Farm won. The last two, Moose Hill won. And so this year, Drumlin Farm really wanted their title back from Moose Hill. So I followed the Moose Hill team all over the state. And what I saw was extraordinary, just an extraordinary display of talent and knowledge and desire and willingness to go to, you know, cold, strange places and to really try and chase down rarer birds, because the thinking is to win this competition, you need to find rarer birds. Everyone's going to see the usual suspects. Everyone's going to get a pigeon and a seagull and whatever it might be. To win this competition, you need to go to the hard to find birds that are usually in hard to get to places, and you need to hope that you can deliver. I can't explain how exciting this seemingly benign competition was, to the point where as soon as it was over, I bought my first pair of birding binoculars and a bird guide, and I'm now all in.
So how exactly does it work? I mean, as they're looking for these rare birds, you know, what are sort of the rules of play here that they're following?
It's entirely on the honor system, so you can see a bird and you can also hear it. If you can identify it by its song, then that counts as well. So everything's the honor system. There's a referee who reviews everything at the end, and they're looking for things that seem implausible and or unlikely, and in those cases, they'll investigate. They'll interview the people who saw it, make sure, you know, that everything adds up before it gets checked off. But it's hard to explain, like, how much respect I had for these people, because birds are something that are around all of us all the time, and in some ways, they're almost background noise. They're part of the scenery, and to actually watch people who are able to pull a single bird note out from a field of birds. It was, you know, I describe it in the article. There was this one 17-year-old high school student that was on one of the teams, and he was just this prodigy at identifying bird calls. And he could just pull a single string out of a symphony and just know that that bird makes that call at this time of day. And it was remarkable.
So did you stay with Drumlin Farm for this whole 24-hour competition?
I did. So Drumlin Farm is a team that had won for 11 straight years. They were kind of the New York Yankees of birding. And then this upstart team from Moose Hill upset them the last 2 years. So I followed Drumlin Farm, who was desperate to get their title back. And I ping-ponged around the state to the different teams that were in different places and stayed up most of the 24 hours. I did kind of get into zombie land sometime in the middle of the night, but I was back out at 4:30 a.m. But the Drumlin Farm team, you know, they have so much experience, and they were really the pioneers of this detailed plan. And a lot of the other teams in recent years have copied that general idea, which is why Moose Hill was able to defeat them in the last 2 years. And this year, there are actually three other wildlife sanctuaries: Ipswich River, Wellfleet Bay, and the Blue Hills Trailside Museum. There were all, you know, over 218 birds. The winning team had 231 birds. So now, you know, with the rise of skill and also the rise in a skillful plan, what was a two-horse race now appears to be a five-horse race, and next year is going to be even more competitive.
What is it about birding that you found that really motivates them to compete like this? I mean, why is this a sport that one can get so competitive over?
So I came to realize there are two types of birders. There's the sort that just wants to go for a walk in the woods and enjoy nature and learn more about how the natural world is working and behaving. And then there are the collector types who want to see as many species of birds as they can. There's a thing called a life list, which is a number of different species of birds you've seen in your lifetime. And some birders know that number exactly, and some will say, I have no idea how many different birds I've seen. But this combines both of those. Again, it's a fundraiser. It's for, you know, Mass Audubon to continue its programming and education in wildlife conservation. But there's something about this one time of year where you pool all this knowledge you have and all the experience each individual birder has, and you put it to use. And there's nothing more fun than a silly 24-hour scavenger hunt, which is essentially what this is. You know, you're running around, you have a plan, you need luck, you need to deal with the weather, you need to be monitoring the weather, because simple things such as we've had a very rainy spring, so the idea was that a lot of the birds would be behind on their migration. So a bird that might have been, you know, the northern part of the state last year might be in the southern part of the state this year.
And of course, winning is the most important thing. Do you want to tell us who won the competition this year?
So Drumlin Farm took back the title. They had given it up to Moose Hill the last 2 years. It was very close. They recorded 231 species, and Moose Hill recorded 229. So two birds. After 24 hours, it came down to two birds. It was that close. That's how tight these teams are, and the skill level was incredible. And I was there 10 days after the competition ended when the results finally came out, and the folks from Drumlin Farm were thrilled. And also, I could see the look on Pam Sauerzell's face as she read the results, a little bit scared, because now there are three other teams just behind Moose Hill. So each year, this is a story where they're going to have to step up their game, their knowledge, and their plans, and go hard at it.
Billy Baker is a reporter on the Boston Globe's narrative team and the author of the recent article, Bird Nerds Assemble at Mass Audubon's Birdathon. You can find a link to it at nextnewengland.org. Billy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.